So I would like to introduce you to this very, very special soul. Her name is Sister Sharona. I think she began her BK life in the USA, maybe Boston-based, but then she moved to Israel and is now responsible for Brahma Kumari's meditation services in the country of Israel. She's a very powerful soul, and she does beautiful meditation commentaries. So please welcome Sister Sharona.
You would have heard about Drishti. And so in this meditation, it's the chance to really take Drishti. The yogi in front of you is with God. Those vibrations are radiating. So to practice meditation with the eyes open, focusing either on the live soul inside the body of the yogi in front of you, our sister Judy, it's like plugging into those vibrations, which can be just like a lift for you into those same high-frequency feelings. Or you can just focus on that point of light behind her on the wall. The body, which is so important. Can you now exercise the soul? Exercise remembering truth. For my own life, it's very easy to do this kind of exercise. We can begin with the wonder of breath. They say that breath is such a wonder. So let me focus for a few minutes on my breath. Breathing in, breathing out. The ribs expand and air rushes in. The ribs contract and toxic air is pushed out. It's a wonder. So can I just focus on my breath, this wonder? Ribs expand, lungs expand, in rushes life-giving air. Ribs contract, lungs contract, out pushes all the toxic air. And this happens without my even noticing. I focus my attention on this wonder of breath. But then there is the question, how do the ribs, the lungs, know to do this? What's giving them the power to do this? I keep my attention on my breath. Is it the muscles? The tissue? The veins, the molecules, the cells? What intelligence is telling the ribs and the lungs to do this? What power is enabling them to do it? But no. It cannot be the muscle or the tissue, the cells or the molecules, because a corpse also has muscle, tissue, molecules and cells, but the ribs do not move. The lungs do not expand. No breathing happens. So what is it? I keep my attention on my breathing. In and out. In and out. And then it's as if a magical microscope appears, and I'm able to zoom in past the ribs, past the bone, the muscle, the tissue. I'm zooming in past the cells and even molecules. And that's when I see it. Surrounding the ribs, surrounding the lungs. It seems as though there's a gentle white light circling bone and organ. I zoom out a bit, and it's really true, encircling the whole rib cage, the lungs, is this gentle, quiet, white light. And as I zoom out a bit more, I see this same gentle light gently surrounding all the organs, the heart, the stomach, and I'm very curious, what is this white light? Where does it come from? And so I trace it up from the ribs, up from the lungs, up through the throat, up through the chin, the cheeks, the eyes, and that's when I see it. See? Here, just above the two physical eyes, is such a sparkling pool of light. Here, just above the two physical eyes, is another eye. I, the being of light, radiant like a star, sending long rays of gentle, quiet, golden white light to all four corners of my body. I, this beautiful sparkling light, I am the intelligence inside this body. I am telling the ribs to move, the lungs to expand, the heart to beat. It is I, this beautiful divine light, the intelligence and the power, making this whole body living and alive. I am the beautiful being of pure light. It is I, the greatest, truest wonder. I am the light. Thank you.
my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. 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 I'm not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.
When we do this exercise, when we do this exercise, we really can begin to feel quite light. Now, focusing on myself, the true eternal me, sitting inside this body, but separate from the body. Independent from the body. Free. In this freedom, I can experience so much peace, peace, peace. Think these thoughts with me. And visualize yourself, the beautiful being of light, radiating rays of peace in all directions. Because when you do this, you will discover there is a gift for you. in this consciousness of myself as light. It's very easy to direct my attention upwards and see rays of this same light coming to me from above. God's rays of the light of peace reach me now from beyond. And there is such an experience I, the being of light, now under the rays of the Supreme Being of light, warm, loving, peaceful rays of light touching me as if I can really know what it's like to be a flower under the rays of a loving sun. And I really open myself to those rays. Do you remember what it feels like to be flower-like under the rays of this supreme sun? To allow his light to reach me and enter me. And bring forth everything of beauty in me to blossom. To just simply be flower-like, trusting, opening to receive the light and love of that one. And all I need to do is nothing. All I have to do is just be. But I have to be what I really am. And that is this beautiful, sparkling being of light, the soul. underneath the rays of the long time sun. May the long time sun shine upon you. May the long time sun shine upon you. Think these thoughts, visualize, I, the beautiful, flower-like child of God, and that beautiful light who is happier, for this meeting, a meeting like this, me, the flower, or God, the sun. Can you remember yourself as such a flower? As such a child? Under the rays of this long time sun. May the long time sun shine upon you. May the long time sun shine upon you.
Ah,
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.